This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger
and
Haley Brothick Atkins.
And Haley, you're a student here at Owens, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What are you studying?
I'm majoring in photography, so it's really fun. I like it.
That is so awesome. We are so lucky to have you here with us today. The first episode of the season. Yay! So, Jane, can you tell us a little bit about our book? Because I don't think we've talked about it yet.
And I've been waiting for this episode so that we could share our great news, in case you haven't already heard, that our theme for this year is Deaf Culture, and our book is titled True Biz by Sarah Novick, who herself is a deaf author. She will be with us on campus at the end of next semester on Thursday, April 24th. So mark your calendars so there won't be anything to get in the way of that. She'll be in Toledo at 10 a.m., and she will be in Findlay in the afternoon. And this book is very different from others that we have had as our big read selections. We have followed along a memoir path up until now. This is a novel, and it talks about students who are living in a residential school for the deaf, and kind of what takes place there, and the lives of all of the players, the headmistress and students who are there. I don't want to say too much to give it away. It is a very fast and easy read. Some of our previous big read books have been a little on the heavier side. This is not. It is, it's a very easy, very fun, book to read, I think. And it gives a lot of things to ponder for me. I'm learning a lot. I didn't know much about deaf culture before this, and not to say that I do now, but I am learning, and there are some fun little snippets throughout the book. I'm not going to give anything away. You'll just have to see it for yourself.
See it, Jane, or read it?
Yes. Read, listen, whatever. However you best like to participate in our big read, you will not be disappointed.
Jane, can you share with us some of the tidbits that you learned? Just some pebbles to get some people excited before we kind of talk about what to expect this semester.
Three things. One, capital D and lowercase d, when spelling the word deaf, mean different things. I'm not going to tell you what they mean. You need to read it and find out. But that was interesting for me. Secondly, that just like the way we speak in the spoken language, there are different, shortcuts to conversation and such. And that's the same way it is in sign language. And depending on who you are and what culture you are part of, the sign language can be different for each culture. Had no idea. I thought sign language was sign language was sign language, and it is not. And then thirdly, and this is the fun thing that I really like in the book, is you'll have opportunities to learn some sign language. And I wasn't expecting that, but very, very helpful. I find myself just looking at the pages and then trying to do what is suggested. So that's all I'm going to tell you for now.
So we are kind of going to give a little bit of a preview about what to expect this semester. So today, September 5th, you are able to get your very own bookmark, beautiful bookmark. And with that comes a free copy of the book. The cost is $11 and it's cash or check only, and you can get it through by going to the, which is cheaper, the $11 than on Amazon, by going to the Toledo Area Campus Library between 8 and 8, the Findlay Campus Library between 8 and 5, and Founders Hall Main Office, which is 1118, between 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Then on September 18th at 12 p.m., we have book club where we are going to be reading chapters specifically, sections, and then talking about those. Check the website for which sections we're on. And after that, at 1 p.m., we are going to be doing a very fun project that I am going to have Haley tell us about. So, Haley.
So, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but we are doing in-the-box photos, where basically we're going to shove one or two of you in a box together, and we're going to take pictures of you, and you're going to want to bring your book with, and then you bring your bookmark as well. So, basically, just bring a smile, and then we'll throw you in the box and take some pictures.
And Haley, what are we going to do with those pictures?
So we're going to compile them all together to be one big photo. So it'll basically look like we're all sitting right next to each other in different boxes. And then we'll print it out and put it up.
Awesome. Are we going to use it maybe to promote some stuff too?
Oh, absolutely. Promote as much as we can.
I was thinking you were thinking that. So
I have a question.
Oh, yes, Jane.
So these boxes are bigger than a shoebox, but smaller than a refrigerator box? I'm just trying to picture being in a box.
It's about as big as like a bookshelf sometimes. Depends on what type of bookshelf you're looking at. It's just big enough to fit you in there. You're not going to be cramped or anything. Don't worry.
I was thinking, do I have to be a contortionist to do this?
Absolutely not. No, it's just something fun that would be really cool.
Yay, thanks.
So continuing on September 19th, we are going to have Kiri and Leah, who were here last year to talk about their book. They're talking about the next in the series. Also on October 3rd, we're going to be showing the film The Sound of Metal, and the person who will be discussing it afterwards is Emma Arturo, who is an instructor of American Sign Language here. Our Human Library is on October 17th. We have book club again on October 6th. And that takes us to the end of the semester. Well, almost the end of the semester. A couple weeks after that, but pretty close. So that's what we have ahead. So we are going to wrap up for today, but please make sure you check our website for more information, which is owens.edu/thebigread. And this podcast, you can listen to us on Thursdays at 7 and 10 a.m. and 7 and 10 at night on Outcast OCCR Owens Community College Radio. Or you can listen on the Outcome RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com. That's outcome with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big. And that'll do it for us today. Thank you so much, Jane and Haley, for being with us. And don't forget, keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR Owens Community College Radio every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcome RSS feed. Visit owensoutcome.com for the link. That's Outcome with two M's. owensoutcome.com for Let's Talk Big.